A global transparency net has just been cast over the digital frontier. Today, April 14, 2026, the OECD announced a historic milestone, the formal signing of the Digital Asset MCAA, Multilateral Competent Authority Agreement, by a coalition of 48 nations. This agreement operationalizes the Crypto Asset Reporting Framework, CARF, creating a standardized, automatic highway for tax authorities to exchange data on everything from Bitcoin and stablecoins to high-value NFTs. The message to the digital economy is clear: the days of off-grid capital gains are effectively over. Closing the transparency gap, for years, digital assets have existed in a fiscal gray zone, often held without the same visibility as traditional bank accounts. The Digital Asset MCAA changes the game by requiring crypto asset service providers, CASPs, including centralized exchanges, wallet providers, and certain DeFi protocols, to collect and report transaction data to their national tax authorities. Asset scope: the framework covers cryptocurrencies, stablecoins, and non-fungible tokens, NFTs, that can be used for payment or investment. Automatic exchange: signatory nations will automatically share this data with a taxpayer's country of residence, leaving no room for jurisdiction hopping. Revenue potential: analysts expect this coordinated effort to uncover billions in untaxed capital gains, providing a massive windfall for national treasuries struggling with 2026's economic volatility. A coordinated strike on tax fraud: while individual nations have tried to tax crypto in the past, the Digital Asset MCAA represents the first truly global compliance standard. By creating a unified reporting schema, the OECD is making it impossible for high-net-worth individuals to hide assets in opaque digital structures. OECD perspective: the Digital Asset MCAA is about fairness in the 21st century. As the economy digitizes, our tax systems must keep pace. This agreement ensures that the digital asset class is treated with the same level of transparency as any other financial account. Implementation is set to ramp up throughout 2026, with the first full automatic exchanges expected to commence in early 2027. For the 48 signatory nations, today is a victory for fiscal integrity. For non-compliant investors, it's a final call to come clean.